ואלו המשפטים אשר תוסעים לפניהם. כל אופן כולו עדיין בפרשה. כי סיכנה עבד עברי, שש שונים יעבוד. למעשה, the parsha of Eved Ivri, three times in the Torah, Chazal learned up that over here it's talking about Machu Bezdin. Also in Purim, it's again Ibra Gechad, it's the parsha of Machu Bezdin. And then in Parshas Bahar, in Vayikro, you have Meichar Atmos. And there's the Sugis in Kiddush in other places, Chazal and Mazbir, that is Chalukim between Meichar Bezdin and Meichar Atmos. Now, Lamaisi, an Eved is Nichna with Kesef, the Mishnah says, and with Shtar, and also with Shabbat Kesef. Interesting that the Yukim in the Rambam, by Meichar Bezdin, there's a Shailan Girsa, I saw in the Frankel, there's a Shidna Girsa. By Meichar Bezdin, the point is that he stole, and he doesn't have money to pay back. So there's one Girsa in the Rambam that you only sell him with Kesef. He's not Nichna with Shtar. Meichar Bezdin, the whole purpose is to get the money. And on Bevis Mesupik, what do you do with the money? Who do you pay to? Do you pay straight to the Nignav? Or do you give the Eved his money and he'll pay to the Nignav? Or maybe you give the money to Bezdin? It's not clear. Lamaisa is a din of growing Kesef also, that an Eved Ivri goes out free with money. There's a famous Machlokes Taisus Rid and Rabbeinu Tam. This Rabbeinu Tam is not in the Taisus, but Taisus Rid brings in Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus Rid in Kedushin Chavala. Taisus Rid holds that even if you buy an Eved with Shtar, there's a concept of growing Kesef. The growing Kesef could be with the payment, not with what made the Chalois. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, growing Kesef is only if you bought him with Kesef. Eved Ivri is Yoytze, obviously, with Shei Shonim, Dostei Kor. There's also within that Eved Ivri is Yoytze, B'yoyvo. There is a famous Chakira in the Gedorim when an Eved Ivri is Yoytze B'yoyvo, Pshat is Be'etzim, the Eved Ivri is sold for 6 years. The Grada, Yoyvo came after the 30, after the 4th year, and Yoyvo is Maskia, or Mitzchilosa, you're only selling until Yoyvo. Now, you're not fooling anyone. Everyone knows that Yoyvo is going to come. We have it marked down on the calendar. But in the Lundis, you're really selling him for 6 years. Grada, Yoyvo won't come. One of the basic Nafkumins, there's a lot of rage about this, is Lagavi the Groin Kesef. Mechayrit, you bought an Eved, let's say, for $600, we say, when you're making the chesed of the grand kesef, each year is worth 100. What do you do if Yoivel came after 3 years? Do you say, oh, obviously we knew Yoivel was going to come, so if you paid $600, must be it was $200 per year? Or no, the lumpus remains, you sold them for 6 years, and the chesed is $100 per year. Grand Yoivel came. There's many other nafkuminas, but one of the classic nafkuminas is grand kesef. Another thing is that the evidently is Yoivel Chopshi, if the other dies. Now, this is interesting. The Gemara Darshans and Afi Zayin in Kedushin, Eved Ivri Oyved Es HaBen V'Loy Es HaBat V'Loy Es Shal Yershim. And Eved Ivri is only Oyved to the Ben. Not to other Yershim. There is a famous Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that when we say Eved Ivri is Oyved Es HaBen, it's not Pshat the din of Yerusha of Ben. The Emes and Eved Ivri does not go over the Yerusha. Not to any Yerusha. Nishtu Aben, Nishtu Adi Yerusha. There's a special Ludin, Oyver Et Aben. It's not the Ben of Parshas Yerusha. Be'et and Parshas Yerusha doesn't apply before. There's no Yerusha on Eved Ivri. Not that we remain with the Din Yerusha Lagabi Ben. It's a new Din. He wants to have Epoch and Afghaminas with this. He wants to say a Tumtum Vanzreganis. Normally we say a Suffolk Yerusha also has a Din Yerusha. But over here, no, it has to be Oyver, not going at the Vada Ben. Another Afghani he says a Chiddush. When the Odin dies and it goes to the Bonim, to the Ben, does the Bechoyer get Pishnayim? So the Menchas Chinuch is Mechadish, there's no din of Pishnayim when you Yarshim in Eved Ivri. Because the Etan Eved Ivri, it's not the din of Yerusha. It's a special new din, Oyved Et HaBen. There's no reason why a Bechoyer would deserve to get double. And the Fi Zeh, he says he wants to answer a Shvera Gemara. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, that Kuf Chav Zayin, there's a Sugya of Yakir. Yakir is a person who is neman to say Zeh B'ni Bechor. A father is neman to say Zeh B'ni Bechor. We trust him. He's believed. And therefore you give the Bechor to Pishnayim. Fret the Gemara in Baba Basra, that Kuf Chav Zayin, why do you need the din of Yakir? Anyway, a father can give his money to whoever he wants. He can't say, I want to give this son double the money. If it's not his son Bechor, he can't say, I want to give this guy my money. So what do you need? A special Chiddush Yakir, a person can say, this is my Bechor. Anyway, the father can give it to my son. And they fret the Gemara, what's in the gay of the din of Yakir? So there's many Tzuritzim. The Achronim asked why the Gemara couldn't have said, Lamaisa, the Gemara answers it by a Goisis. Did we show them when Achronim could say the Mutsi? There could have been other Tzuritzim. For instance, I have a Teretz. It's Megay, the din of Yakir, by an Eved Ivri. If you assume there is Bechayr by an Eved Ivri, you do get Pishnayim. An Eved Ivri you can't give out as a Matana. An Eved Ivri you buy. If you die, it goes free. That's as a Ben. You can't give an Eved Ivri a Matana. So with this, Megay, the din of Yakir, you give him Pishnayim to the Bechayr. Why doesn't the Gemara answer that it's Megay, the din of Yakir for Eved Ivri?
must be. There's no din of Bechor, Pishnayim, by an evidence. That was his conclusion, that because he's talking about it's not a din Ben. Ben said, stay over from Rav Shimon, a Nayavar. He also was bothered by this Kasha. But he said, no, Avar is a din of that Avar Ibrahim, the Avar Ben, is a din of Ben. It's a din of Yoyush. But there's still no din of Pishnayim. There's many Yoshim in the Vilna. There's Ben, Bat, Ach, Av. Zot Rav Shimon, Bechor is also a name of a Yoyush. Bechor, it's a different shame. Bechor, he gets Pishnayim. The under is Shem Yerush Bechor. There's Ben, there's Bas, there's Bechor. The Pishnayim that he gets is with the Shem Yerush Bechor. Even if Eben Ibri is Oyver as Ben, and he's Oyver to Ben, he's in Yerush, but he's not Oyver to Bechor. There's no din that he's Yerush to Bechor. Bechor is like any other Yerush, then Eben Ibri is not Yerush. Oh, this is how Rav Shimon, so Ben like the Melchat Chinuch, Ben like the Rav Shimon, the Emeth was saying that Eben Ibri would not get Pishnayim of Bechor. And they want to answer the Gemara of Yaakov. The Pella is, she states of Nishtah, there's a din, there's a din l'moshel, there's a sugya nazir, ben megalach al nazirus aviv. And the Gemara there says, dafka ben, not of the Yershim, dafka ben, darshan is an apostle, and if it does it says, the Bechor will yet be Pishnayim. So you see that even when it's a special din and ben, you still apply the concept of Bechor. I was saying, now it's Bashfer, it comes to says, Bechor by Yerusha for an evidivri. Why didn't the Gemara by Yaakov say evidivri? Zot, Yeshua leiv diskin, gavaldika einfal, he says, an evidivri, what are you yashin from the evidivri? You're yashin that he could do the malacha for you. The malach is roy, and the kalal is ain habachar yerush beroy kibam mukvet. So that's why there won't be pishnayim by Eved Ivri. Havadi does have a din yerush of ben, and there will be a din yerush of bachar, but Eved Ivri is roy. There's one more shlomo to this. The Meshech Chochma says a fascinating chiddush. He also goes that if a din ben, a special din of Eved Ivri yerush is a ben, there's a din, there's a shita of Zechari ben Akatov. When a lady dies, ben and bat is shove. When a mother dies and the children are yashinim, we don't talk about that. But Zechariah ben Akatov, a Mishnah of the Vasra, he passes Ben and Bas is Shavah. Kalerta Meshach Chochma over here in Mishpatim, what's going to be the din when a lady buys an Eved Ivri? Maybe the din would be if she dies, it shouldn't go to the Ben. Because maybe the din of Eved Ivri Oyver as a Ben is only Nehemar when it's a special din that it goes to Ben. By an Isha, when a din Yerusha would be Ben Ubas a Shavah, maybe then the Chalal, there shouldn't be a din of Eved Ivri. Am I clear? You could also clarify Ben Benoy, what would be by, if an Eved Ivri, let's say there's no son, would an Eved Ivri work for the grandson? Let's say there is no Ben. When Eved Ivri go be Yerusha to the Ben Benoy, you say, oh, he's been a Bonim Kebonim. But over here, you have to be very careful. Eved Ivri is not Oivet for any other Yerush except for the Ben. What would be a Ben Benoy? Mestaver, if it went to the Ben, and then the Ben died, Mestaver, then it would go over to the Ben Benoy. It became the Ben's Eved Ivri now. And if it's still doing Shesh, and he died also, well, today, that's Bechar Mestaver. What would be if there is no Ben? Would it go straight, the Cheshon, with Mishmash? Yeah. Now we said there's two parts. There's Eved Ivri of Meicher Atmai and Meicher Bezdin. The Gemara says in Kedushin there's many chalukim. One chaluk is an Eved Ivri of Meicher Atmai is not for Shesh. The Gemara says that Meicher Bezdin is for Shesh. That's this parsha here. Shesh Shalom Yavid, Chazal and Dachut Meicher Bezdin. Or Meicher Atmai is with Shesh, with Yetzel al Shesh. So there's a big machlokes for Shoinim. Shibes Rashi is, Avad Meicher Atmai also is a concept of Shesh. If you Meicher him Stam, Avad Stam is the Shesh. Nor if you want to make it tonight, it could be longer, you're allowed to make it for longer. You can't make it tonight. And to Madrid, Lashon HaGemara. And Meicher Atmai, Oyvid L'Sheish, Oyvid Yetzel al-Sheish. Rashi says you can't do it less than six. Avada is a standard of six. The Ritva argues on both accounts. The Ritva in Kedushin is a vor. And Meicher Atmai is B'chlal no concept of Sheish. If you sell him Stam, it will be Nimkar L'Oylam, to Yoyvim. And who then you allowed to make it less than Sheish? L'Choyer is Tali Zabazad. For the Ritva Sheet is B'chlal, there's no bear of Sheish. Another Napkin is that there's a din in the parasha here. In Madoin of Yitin like Isha, you will allowed to be Moiser Shifcha Kananis to your Eved Ivri. Once again, the Chazal is off. Only a Machru Bezdin could you give a Shifcha Kananis. A Meicher Atmai doesn't get a Shifcha Kananis. Right? The Gemara gives a list of things that Meicher Atmai doesn't have. Because part of the things that are mentioned in these parashah of Meicher Bezdin that's not mentioned in Bahar by Meicher Atmai. Now here is the big Machloik as we show you. It says, Meicher Bezdin gets a Shifcha Kananis, a Meicher Atmai doesn't. Rashi learns that Meicher Atmai is also in a Shifcha Kananis. He's a Yid. And he doesn't have the special chiddush that he's mutter in the Shifcha Kananis, he's also in the Shifcha Kananis. The Ritva argues, the Ritva says, no, Avada Meicher Atmai is mutter in the Shifcha Kananis. The Ritva argues, B'yisoy, he says, an Eved Ivri is an Eved Ivri. What's the kinyan of an Eved Ivri? Kinyan Isser. The kinyan Isser is B'negei that he can marry a Shifcha. The heter of the Shifcha has to be. It can't be that there's such a fundamental chiddush between a Meicher Atmai and a Meicher Bezdin. The difference is that a Meicher Bezdin you can force him to take a Shifcha, and a Meicher Atmai you can't force. However, B'etzim Avada is a heter of Shifcha Kananis, even by Meicher Atmai. The Ritva says it can't be that there's a Zechir. Into a Sand, that there's another din, there's a din, you only give a Shifcha Kananis to the Eved Ivri if you already had Yishu Banim. Yeah, Yishu Banim, Rabbi Meisla Shifcha Kananis. Eina Yisru Banim, Eina Bimayis Yisru Banim. Over there, even Rashi agrees it's only Benegei Kfiyah, that you can't force him to take a Shifra, but Abadi has a Heter. It's the same kind of Eved Ivri. You'll tell me that an Eved Ivri that has a previous wife is an under a sort Eved Ivri, he is Mutter in a Shifra and that one's not. But the Rambam, even over there, the Rambam says, if he has Yisru Banim, he's Mutter in a Shifra Kananas. If he doesn't have Yisru Banim, Osru the Shifra Kananas. The big Kaddish, it's an under a sort Eved Ivri. The fact that he had a previous wife makes him an under a sort Eved Ivri. There's a lot of kashas on his Nyonim. The dogma, there was a famous Gemara in Kedushin, Mamzer Yochel Itahar. How could a Mamzer be Itahar? He'll go steal, he'll be sold by Bezin as an Eved Ivri, and then he can marry the Shifcha. Why does he have to go steal? Let him be a Moichar Atma. So if you know Moichar Atma is Osir in the Shifcha, it's good. But like the Mitzvah, that a Moichar Atma also is Mutter in the Shifcha. The Chilik is only whether it's Kviya. It's Mutter, why the Gemara had to say that he steals. Or the end of that Gemara Saivi is a fellow. We said you only give him a Shifcha Kananis if he already has a previous wife. The whole point of Mamzi Yochel Mitar is this guy can't have a previous wife. He's a Mamzi. He stuck. Okay, he had a wife. He's Hakamed on there. He married a Mamzeris first. Okay, he married a Mamzeris. Im Omar Yoimar Ha'evet. If the Evet will say, Ahavti Et Adoni, he wants to become a Nirti, he wants to stay forever. The lesson of the Pasuk is Im Omar Yoimar, a double lesson. Gemara Lundan and Kedushin Dab Chafalit, that Ein Ha'evet not the Nirti unless he's Kaifel. He has to say twice. Machlek Hashem exactly when. At the beginning of the Sheish, the end of the Sheish, but he has to say twice, I want to stay. There's a beautiful voice, the Volchana brings in Kodesh Shirin, the Shem de Maril Diskin. There's a medrash in Parshas Veschanan. Moshe Rabbeinu Veschanan is davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to go into Eretz Yisrael. And his Lashon, the medrash says, Ohavti es Moshe Rabbeinu's tiny words, Ohavti es Adoni Zu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Et Ishti Zu HaTorah, Ve'et Bonai Zu Yisrael, Lo Yaitse Chavshi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him, Moshe, the Lashon of the Pasuk there, Al Toysev Dabar Eilai Oy Badover Hazeh. Dr. Meryl Diskin, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming with the Koyach HaTorah. There's a din of Nirta. If a Nirta says, Ohavti es Adoni, es Ishti, es Bonai, Lo Yaitse Chavshi, that's the din. He becomes a Nirta, Lo Yom. And Moshe Rabbeinu was coming with that taina. Ahavti es Adoni, Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu, es Ishti Zohar Torah. He's coming with such a taina. Zohar Tema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Taisev Dabar Eli. Don't say it again. If you'll say it a second time, you'll become a Nirta. You'll tackle it. The Amitai won't be able to stop you. That's the din. A Nirta, if he says it twice, I'm Omar, you're Iber Eftah. Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu, has kebetten from Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Taisev Dabar Eli. Don't say it a second time. Well, to Gezot is Tvei Tema, he'll tackle become a Nirta, he'll be able to go in there at Israel. I saw a different shot. What it means is that a Nirta gets a Yoivel, right? Now Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. He was asking for a little longer. A normal person lived 70 years. So Hashem said, you already got your full Yoivah. You already got an extra 50 years. You lived for 120, an extra 50 years besides the 70 you're supposed to live. So I'll tell you this, Avra, you don't deserve more than the Nirtzah. Anyway, it's only full Yoivah. Yeah, now when you give a person a Nirtzah, there's a whole Shiloh, there's a Hakir that goes, when you do the Nirtzah on the Oizen, the Nirtzah is the Kenyan. One side is that when you do the Maiser with Siyah, that's the Kenyan. What makes them be Nitzah to you? You brought them only for 6 years. What makes them your Eved now till Yoivul? So one side of the Pashtus, the near sit is the Maitre Kinyan. There's another side that no, Eved and Eved is always sold by Yoivul. Now the Sheish, where the Yoivul comes in is Mashkia. The Maitre with Tzvi is just taking off that Havka. It's not a new Kinyan, they're just spelling a vet that the original Kinyan should continue. The Eved is the Nafkimina, is there growing Kesef by a near sit? Is there Ganza Tumul? Is there growing Kesef by a near sit? You have to know if it's Bechlal the Ritzvi, then the Meshach Shonim that is now by the Ritzvi is that Bechlal Sheiches to the original Kesef that he bought him. Now, in Yerza also, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, the Rotza Adoinim is Ozne Bamarseya V'Avodai Lo'oilom. The Pasuk says he works forever. Now, we know Chazal is out that in Yerza also goes out the Yoivom. There's a fascinating word from the Goyim. We know that a regular Eved Ivri also, he's sold for 6 years, if it comes Yoivom, he goes out the Yoivom. Who was in a Yerza goes out the Yoivom. Now, the Goyim says there's a Chilik. A Yerza, the Emes is V'Avodai Lo'oilom. It's like a Gevaldik. The Gemara asks, the Ayah says Lo'oilom. So the Gemara says, Lo'aylam shal yoyim. But that's the guy, no. Be'emet, anir tez avadi lo'aylam. No, kump yoyivul, and yoyivul gives a hafko. The Moshe, the Neshechokma says, a tremendous chiddush, if you do nirtza to someone, the shas that yoyivul is noyig, and then it was nisbatal, the din of yoyivul, he stays in nirtza forever. He became a nirtza. Nowadays, nirtza is not noyig. But if, when you made him the nirtza, it was still noyig. And then yoyivul was nisbatal, and it didn't ever get to yoyivul. He's going to attack a life forever. While the din for the nirtza is avadi lo'aylam. And he doesn't have hafko of the yoyivul. He doesn't have that. Go of the Yevil. The Yevil has to come to Mafkir. Now, I want to remind you of a Gevaldik addiction. This, in Parshas Bahar, the Gemara runs out the Dinim of Yevil. Side is in that an Eved Ivri goes out the Yevil, and side is in that a Nirta goes out the Yevil. So, the Gemara starts working out which Pesukim should go on which one. It's a marvel to Gezach. If you look up the Pesukim, remember the Chesmulek, the Pesukim on Parshas Bahar, if you look good in the Pesukim on Parshas Bahar, the Pesukim that an Eved Ivri goes out the Yevil, regular Eved Ivri, an Eved Ivri of 6 years, the pasuk is in the parsha of Eved Ivri. Mashenkin, the pasuk that a nirta goes out in Yovel is in the parsha of Yovel. It's in the beginning of parsha bar. It's talking about Yovel. If I could track that down. But nirta, Hilchas Eved Ivri says, Vavadi Lo'olam, talk of Vavadi Lo'olam. No, Hilchas Yovel says that he goes there. Mashenkin, the Yovel of a regular Eved Ivri, that's mentioned in the pesukim of the parsha of Eved Ivri. It's a pesach or that when the Gemara starts working out which pesukim is to which, it starts making all kinds of yikim. It doesn't say my chesed. It makes other pesukim. It says ish, a gedavish, and a beish, the nirta. Let it say, this pasuk has to give a nirta, about a nirta, talk of Vavadi Lo'olam. Okay, right, there's a lump that wasn't Kevea, Adoy Vait. It says, Barota Adoynovet Oznoi, Oznoi Voloy Ozno. An Omavriya does not have Mirza. Only in Eved Ivri. Bethan, there's a lot of kashas on this. How could it be to have a Mina that an Omavriya has Mirza? First of all, a Mirza has to say, Ahapti as Adoyni as Ishti as Bonai. The Gemara said it's Ma'akiv. A Mirza only is Mirza if he has Ishti as Bonai. An Omavriya doesn't have Ishti as Bonai. Doesn't have Ishti as Bonai. Another kasha is he didn't bignei vassa, why you bignei vassa? Tyson asks in Saita, Dachav Dalad, you never sell a lady for stealing, only a man. The house of a Chalal Shaykh in Nirtz, and Nirtz is only by Machar Bezdin. And there is no Machar Bezdin by a lady. So Tyson says, no, when a father sells his girl as an Amavri, that's also Machar Bezdin. By a lady, a selling an Amavri is called Machar Bezdin. It wouldn't potentially have the din of Nirtz. I saw a kasha from the Chazanish. The Chazanish has a kasha, how Bechlal can you have a Havi that Amavri is Nirtz? An Amavri doesn't belong to herself. She's still Bishop Sevilla. How does she have a right to say that she's going to stay by this other past the Sheish? Right, Nirtz, at the end of the 6 years, he has to stay longer. She's not in her own shul. She doesn't have a day to be able to stay in. There's other kashas. I wanted to almost say one word. There's a pasuk in Dvorim by the parsha. It says Nirtz, and then it says Va'apla Moscha Tasekein. So the Gemara says, it says the Ferris, Va'apla Moscha Tasekein. State the Ferris that the Homo says Nirtz. The Gemara answers, no, Va'apla Moscha Tasekein goes on Hanukkah. Not on the din of Nirtza. Shakavatari and Gemara. To say, but this that is a hamir that an Amavri is Nirtza, is Vashtek, a posik, Rafa Moshe Tatsikin. Over there, it would be a gili. It's not ma'akiv to say a hafti asabani. It's not the din of the din of Nirtza. It's Shtek Chlan, there was a hamir. And there's one last thing here in Nirtza. We said the Nirtza has to say a hafti as ishti ves bonai. So the Gemara comes out, a Nirtza is only Nirtza if he has a wife and kids. Plus, it says that the other also has to have a wife and kids, because it says, es Beischa. And the Gemara asks that the Odin also, the din of this is only if the Odin has a wife and kids. That is a big tumult. He has to have a wife and kids. What if he only has a wife? And what if he had the wife and kids when he was sold, but he doesn't have it now? Is it Tali in the Shas Mechira? Is it Tali in the Shas Nirtz? It's a ganza tumult, it's serious in Rishonim, it's ganza sugi in Kedushin. There's one connection I want to take out. I saw that the Rosh says that, it says that Odin has to have a wife also because it's based. The Rosh holds that he has to have a wife and kids. That the Rosh says, Tais Rosh says only a wife is enough. I saw the Gevur Sari in the beginning of Markets, he had the Gevaldik Akash. He never done that it has to be a wife and kids. That's the Pashat Lashon HaGemara. Achi Yaish Ubonim to the other. Shrekter, it says Beischa. Where does Beischa mean? Beischa just means a wife, or Beischa means a wife and kids? Shrekter, it says in Yuma that a Kohen Gadol had to make sure to have a wife, because it says it was Mechapur Ba'adil Ba'ad Beisoy. And over there, Beisoy only means a wife. It doesn't say anywhere it didn't. It says they prepared the Kohen Gadol with an extra wife. It doesn't say anywhere that a Kohen Gadol also has to have children. How come over here, by other, from Mirza, it requires you should have children also? So he says maybe S Beischa is maybe even the kid. No. Then he says, no, but MS Beis Chabad would mean wife and kids. And that's why by Nirtza it means wife and kids. But by Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, it's Mukhach not like that. It says by Aaron of Kohen, he was the first Kohen Gadol. By Avoid of Yom Kippur, there was two karbonos. One for the Kohen Gadol, that was Mechaper Ba'ad Beisoy, and one for the other Kohanim. Who were the other Kohanim? His sons. Maybe his grandsons. If Beis Chabad would mean it's Mechaper for his wife and his sons, so there is no other Kohanim. What do you need the other carbon for? Over there, it's Mukhach that Beischa has to mean only a wife, by Aaron HaKoy. Memeh, it's already Megala, by every year, by Avodah Yom Kippur, that obviously this, now, later on, about it wasn't like that, the Kohen Gadol has Kohanim that are not his descendants, because even Bnei Banim Kibanim. But HaKoponim, from Aaron HaKoy, was a Gila that over there, Beischa had to mean just a wife. Vaiter is the Makei Ovid V'imoy Mois Yumos. The famous Gemara in Chun, the Afidaos, the Gemara says, Menoah Ni Mili, that you go Vasaroi, it says Maki Ovid the Imoy. How are you chai from Maki Ovid? How do you know it's your father? A mother, you could know it's Vada, it's your mother. From Adam Kateri. Over Ovid, how do you know that it's your father? Maybe she was Mizana. So the Gemara must be, you go Basaroy, Roy, Biba Zachar Abba. Frek Tysis over there, how do you know it's Asaroy? Maybe it's Ascheskes Tadekis. How do you know it's right? The Roy, maybe it's no such thing as right. Maybe it's because you're Simon, Ascheskes Tadekis of the mother. And then Frektaisis, interesting, you're Shalmi in Kedushin, Taka says this way. Minayin shahargim ala chazokoy. Shenemar, makri ava v'imei moitzi umus. And how do you know what the father must be? So I'm a chan chazaka. Shleit avi kuchta, machweg is bavu yishami, if it's also roi v'rav chazaka. The whole is in the Gemara of that, Pashatli, the Gemara chun also roi. So the felt has a kasha, why do you have to learn that from makri ava v'imei? You also have your repasik makalav ava v'imei. Okay, it's called the two psikam later, and this can tell us other. Could you learn that from there also? Makalav ava, how is it shayach makalav ava? So there's a pashat chap, makalav ava, maybe doesn't require that you have to know who your father is. A person could say, Makalov, he doesn't know who his father is. He says, he's Makalov. It doesn't have to be he knows who his father is. He says, I was telling him all, but I'm Makalov the whole belt. Included that is also his father. That would also, Nezikash. Maybe his father's already dead. He doesn't know, but some person would say, Makalov, that alone could be it. So Mashenkin Makalov, and that's going to go and hit every single person in the world. So there, the Gemara says, Zariah, that Yechayiv Misa for Makalov. If you do the famous word for Reb Chaim, because then if your father tells you to do something and your mother tells you to do something, out of imcha chayav mechvayde. Bukhari should listen to your mother. Your mother is a vaday, and your father is only also roif. If there's something good to listen to, and something might to me, they vaday, you should have to listen to your mother first. Your mother was a vaday chiv, a kibbut aim. Your father was only a chiv, that you're being slim on roif that it's your father. And the prime gazak doesn't regret the kibbut out. Because doesn't regret the kibbut aim, because you're spelling a veg that you're talking believing that it's your father, lafuka, that she was nizan. So that's the grass that he would aim. To take the machab and the father first. But someone asked Mishael Lamaisa, this din, by Roy, Hecha the Ekel of Ruri is supposed to be Mavar. Nowadays, there's ways of being Mavar. I don't know how halachically it's recognized, but there's a thing, there's DNA, there's Zachan. Your father tells you to go do something. Right? That's Mishael from Bittul Tayyar. Keep it out, right? Keep it out in Zachan. Of Eshel of Ruri. Before you make it on the Bittul Tayyar, it's on Eshel of Ruri. Now, this and why not? Maybe on Ruba the Lesser Kamon, there's no Ekel of Ruri, only on Ruba the Issa Kamon. You have to know to go on. Some of that dying of terror something. Shpeter straight, v'rapa yirape. You know, there's a pasuk in B'shalach, it says, ki ani Hashem roifecha. And over here it says, v'rapa yirape. You can't shenit, and it's just the roife, the rapa. And to stand over here it says, with a pay, with an akuda, pay. And it's the vertel. A roife, over there it says, ani Hashem roifecha. But a roife is always, rapa yirape. He always needs an akuda, there's always an akuda left. It's not a fool in Gansi. Out to live in an akuda. Not a parent, it's a savit. State pay, in English is pay, you have to pay. A doctor was with someone. The Gemara of Abakama, I see the Morgan Shabbat, Ruzan pay. Not very little blood that it says a double lush and rape, but a doctor doesn't gain Mervi Engmo. First he messes up, and so it's not Kamo, we have to get a second opinion. So I'll rape, get the Chandish. I'm all with the doctor versus Margish, as there is a Shlich, but a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Epshir, there is Merapi Taka. Kilo with the beginner, Erbil that two stones to the Musik for Nani Hashem Reitach, Erb Pabir, Zayn, the Dersat Majrein. Yeah, you have the Yonam of Abakam here, the Mazikim, Boyer, Shoyer, Eish, Yam from Dachanit. Rabban Redden, I say, first of all, the Torah just says that you Mechui have to pay for a Mazikim. Because it didn't have Shlomit. But how do you know it's Osir to be Mazik? There's a big Machloikis in the Rishayim. Rabbi Yoyin in the beginning of August says that the Isser Mazik is Nilmaz from Lysigzo. The Torah brings it. The Yad Ramah in Baba Basra and Lo Yachbar says it either from Vahat L'Reach or Kamoicha or from Lifnei Evil or Yisit and Nichshol. That's the Makar. There's the idea that there's the Rishash and Ksubas that you'd chess on the day before the Mishnah. This is Alam Galen. But right before the Mishnah, you'd chess on the day, the Rishash says that it's a Kalvachoyma from Hashavas Aved. If Hashavas Aved, you have to return somebody to Aved, it's like you shouldn't be goyring him with Aved. So the Makar that it's also to be Mazik is a Kalvachoyma from the Din of Hashavas Aved. And I am out. Now, as you do, Rabbi Chaim said, "Rishayim Rabbi Chaim, a different kind of mahalach. Not like all these Rishayim. All the Rishayim and the Chayim are looking for mahalach from like Sigzol, Vahafta, Lefneiver, Kav Chaim Hashavat Avega." Rabbi Chaim said, "No. In the parsha of Baba Kama Alein, it says V'lo Yishmerenu. In the din tashlumen of Baba Kama, Oichet Lik V'lo Yishmerenu that you didn't watch it. That the din you have to watch it. It's Osir. You should have watched. You should have made sure. And you already were Isir if not." The Velfek, the Gavaldik Akasha, we notice the din of Grama din Zok and Osir. When you only do Grama, you take don't have to pay, but there's an Isir. Where's the Isir? The Isser is Numa from the Din Tashlumen Alein, where's the Isser Mazik by Grom? Over there he's Mazik to the other Rishayim. Okay, let's tell you how you learn the fact. Yeah, in the Chanam, you can say it's written. There's a famous Kiryat Sefer, the Kiryat Sefer, L'chayra holds that there's no Isser Mazik derayis. So the Kiryat Sefer says, Midayis, if a person is Mazik al Manas L'shalim, he's only over Nisr the Rabbana. No, that's Meduyik, he says, if you do it al Manas L'shalim, it's Meduyik. If you attack a Mazik someone and you weren't planning to pay, then he's Mazik to derayis. But if you madik someone and you had in mind you're going to pay him, you're only over an Isra de Rabbana. It's a big chiddush. Most of Shainim is Meduyik, that Ravad is an Isra de Raisa. Now, what's by bor? By bor is the basundu shvuz. Is there an issue that rashi to make a bor? There's a famous rashi in Baba Kama Daf Gimel. Rashi says, why is it also to make a bor? The author of the kalkul brishus around. Why didn't Rashi say this? This is the right song. Sing the lap. The chayim. Rashi says you can't make a bar because it's utzul lekalkul b'shus haram. The stamad after the rabbanon. The mishnah lemelach and hilchas yutzeiach perik beis brings a raya from this Rashi. The kivegi brings it there in Gilyan Hashas. There's a shaila. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that if you make a shliach to dig a bar, it's ancient shliach dvar aveira. As it's stated in Gemara, Baba Kama daf nanal. So up there, it's a raya from here that it's ancient shliach dvar aveira by the rabbanon also. Because Rashi says digging a bar is only the rabbanon, and the Gemara says that it's ancient shliach dvar aveira. No, a lot of achronim argue that the avarim is a deraisa. Like we explained, the avarim is a deraisa. First of all, a bor is the simplest case to find is a deraisa. Lefnei iver lois sitei michshol. Kipshutim. Even though Chazal is that other dinu from this machshol ba'aveira and giving it eight to raw, but avadi kipshutim is a drink of bor. Lefnei iver lois sitei michshol kipshutim. Avadi you should be able to neighbor. You can maybe answer the Rashi. Rashi, you know why he said makalka versus a rabbin? Because if you dig a bor and then you watch it, you won't be able to deraisa lefnei. You stand there, you make a shmirah. Of a makalka b'shus harabim in tachmachal. So it's like you messed up the b'shus harabim. You made a pothole in it. You watched it afterwards. But you made a hole in the b'shus harabim. And maybe that the Rashi said makalka b'shus harabim. Parsh of shor, there's a bit of shor in Ehu, when mamayit shor in Ehu below shor shall hegdish. Avadu, the minute of shor in Ehu was not only by shor. Who wasn't any mazik? The Rishayna Mutchin says, how do you know other mazikam also your potter if your mazik hegdish? Rashi says it's a gili from Shor. Tosfos makes a triple sara Shor. But Bakama Gan Tosugin Davo. Calling this Rashi Tosfos. What about Shor Re'eyu V'lo Shor Shal Akum? Very interesting. Shor Re'eyu V'lo Shor Shal Hegdish is Gemara. And a Machlekes Rashi Tosfos. What about is Bor Mazik Hegdish or if the other Mazik is Mazik? Base is Mazik. What about Megabi Mazik Akum? Tosfos also Shor Re'eyu V'lo Akum. The Meshech Chokham wants to be Mechadish. Odom Hamazik is Chayiv by Akum. The din of nezek by other mamazik will be chayiv even if you mazik akum. The miyat of re'eyu v'loy akum is only on mamen hamazik. Not only sure, the other mamen, but not on adam. He wants to buy from a gemara. The gemara says that, why does it say all the different mazikim? You can look at that from a tzara shavah. So the gemara will chay say it. So then why does the gemara say, what do you need adam hamazik for? The gemara for the dalad v'olam, l'chayiv v'dalad v'olam. So they go, that's the shevis, v'ipay tzara and boishis. But why do I have to say nezek? But the nezek is tamazin answer. I have to say nezek to be mechayiv, that you chayiv even by akum. You have the parsha of Shor Amud. If it hits Mazik three times, then it becomes a Muad, the Pesach Nezek Shoen. The Mishnah Baba Kama Daf Lamed Zayin says, Muad l'Shabbosis, ain't a Muad l'Choyl. If a Shor stays three times on Shabbos, then it's only a Muad for Shabbosis, but it's not a Muad for Choyl. Machlokes Rashi tells us, what could be the Hezbollah? Why should you assume it's only on Shabbosim? Rashi says, Hoyl l'Botol m'Malachtoi, v'Zocha Daipiol, since the cow is not working, So it's Zachadaiti, it goes crazy, it goes to Shtais. Taisis brings Vashem Birushalmi, a different shot. Lefishiroya Oysam Bemabushim Noyim, Acherim Bechashuvim, Be'enof, Nikarim, Be'enim Akirim. He sees them wearing fancy clothes that he doesn't recognize, so he doesn't recognize them, they're fiery Taisis. There's a Pashtun of Kamina between Rashi and Taisis. What would be if after this Peshur became a Muad with Shabbosis, and he Shtaises someone during the week that's going to a chasm wearing a fancy suit? Like Rashi? Like Taisis, you're going to be Chayim? Like Rashi not? Who would in Faket? If it slices someone during the week, it's not wearing fancy clothes. The guy's wearing weekday clothes. Or who would in the Hafwa says if it slices a behemoth? If the issue is the clothes, then it's only if it slices someone wearing the fancy clothes. I always think the fancy clothes cause them to go crazy for everyone, but the Hafwa says no, it's only if it slices someone with fancy clothes. Somehow, we got the kasha. There's a machloit, it's the goin and the remote. On Shabbos Chazon, you're supposed to wear weekday Shabbos. Lechoyra, it's a kasha. If you hold, you're not supposed to wear a big day Shabbos on Chazon. The Mishnah should say, "Muad l'Shabbos is any muad l'Choyl, elo l'Shabbos is chutz m'Shabbos Chazon." I mean, a right from the Mishnah. No, there's a famous mitzvah with the Rogatchover about a baby. A mother was being yoinik, the tinoik, and the tinoik didn't want to eat on Shabbos. Put on Shabbos, the baby didn't want to eat, and for a few minutes the baby was crying. He didn't know what to do, so he went to the Rogatchover. Right away, he said, "Toys and Baba Kama, the Flamed Zayin, the Shem Yerushalmi, put on weekday clothes." And then the baby will recognize you, and then we'll be able to drink it. Because it doesn't recognize you, because it's a mabushim acher. Glaich, that's what the Rogat Shavah said. The Rishash had the bombakash here, but. The Rishash read the kash. There's a din, muad l'seirigin. If an animal slices every 4 days, or every 10 days, or every 7 days, 3 times in a row, he becomes a muad for that seder. For every 4 days, it could be like a best place. It could be for any cheshbon. Every 15 days, every 14th of the month, it could be any cheshbon. So what's so unique about muad l'shabbos? It's like gar from anything that if the muad was muad for 7 times, it starts every 7 days, it becomes a muad. What do you need this vart of Shabbos? So the Rashash says, plus, first of all, he says, to become a mu'ud with Seirigin, it would have to do it four times. It would have to start four times, because it has to have three times that there was a hefresh of 7 days. Right? It starts once, then waited 7 days and starts. That's the first hefresh of 7 days. And it wouldn't become a mu'ud until four times, because then you have a hefresh of three hefreshes of 7 days. My shank and that is a bit of mu'ud l'shabbosais. After three times already, you become a mu'ud l'shabbos. Also, he says, it's enough, minal gabi yontif. Both ways. Say that yontif would be with start of making you a mu'ud. If it starts Shabbos, yontif and Shabbos, it would become a mu'ud l'shabbosais. And who the fuck cares? After it's already established as a mu'ud l'shabbos, if it's only off 7 days, so it's only every 7 days, but if it's brought that the mu'ud l'shabbos, who would then, if it would start on yontif, it would also get a din of a mu'ud. As though it's up to Rashash. Yetzarav noch adin asugi nogach shor chamor v'gomo. Let's go on the shmak asugi. Nogach shor chamor v'gomo, not the mu'ud l'koyim. As I say in the Gemara, nogach shor chamor v'gomo, it becomes the mu'ud for everything. Now, poshut, that means everything doesn't just mean shor chamor v'gomo. Once it starts as a shor chamor v'gomo, it becomes the mu'ud for any single min, even sus, v'feret, pilim, any min. In Rambam, state nish tazli. In Rambam state, if it's nogach shor chamor v'gomo, it becomes the mu'ud for those three minim. As I state in Rambam, the Santa Rambam. The way we learn that Shor Chamor V'Gomel becomes for all the meaning, what could be the Hezbollah? I would have liked to say, the Amish place to Yom Aleph Yom Beis Yom Gimel. So you say it's only a mu'ud for Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays. No. It's a Gili already starts any days. Who wouldn't forget him? Hey, Vav and Zayin. Right? So who wouldn't Shor Chamor V'Gomel is already a Gili for all the meaning? The Rambam says no, only for those three meaning. The Emes, it's not so posh that it's Azar Rambam. The Emes is the Rambam says Shor Chamor V'Gomel becomes a mu'ud for everyone. But later, the Rambam says the halacha is a whole tumma. What's the din if it's like shor, 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 chamor, gomel? Do we say that third shor goes to the shvarim or goes with the chamor, gomel? Here, the Rambam says, nasamu is only for those three minim. So the Magen Mishnah says, what din, when he said earlier, nasamu la koil, means only for those three minim. Then this Rambam has a whole tariq to be machalik, when the only one is a reis of the shor, shor from before. But otherwise, the Rambam would agree. But let's assume, like the Magen Mishnah, that according to the Rambam, noga shor, chamor, gomel is a mu'ud for shor, chamor, gomel. Zokter Rishash, what would be the din if it's not a shor shor chamor? Shor shor chamor. Zokter Be'emes, according to us, it should be nothing. If it's not a shor shor chamor, it's nothing. You don't have three of the same, and you don't have three different ones. But like the Rambam, it will occur to be a mu'ud for shvarim and chamorim. Like the Rambam, you see, it doesn't become a mu'ud for everything. You study three times, whatever's on the list becomes a mu'ud for those things. So like the Rambam, it would become a mu'ud. What's for shvarim and chamorim? There's a deacon of a parrot, maybe only for Shvarim, but the Rashash is not for Shvarim and Chamorim. So the Rashash, that's only like the Rambam. The Rashash is Machadish. We also agree to the Rambam. Mary the Gazaf. Even though we hold that Shor Chamor Begomo is a Sibit to be moved for all the meaning, and that you don't have when you have Shor Shor Chamor. But we also agree to the Rambam's din that Shor Chamor Begomo is a Sibit to be moved for the things that you study. And that then you still would have by Shor Shor Chamor. So everyone would agree that Shor Shor Chamor would be good. Over there, one thing I'm also a big Kiddush. Not a shor chamor v'gomel would become a mu'ud for everything, for anything, for ayolim, for susim, for anything. Now, once you're a mu'ud, how do you come back or you're a mu'ud? If you pass three times, you don't stress. So l'chayr, not a shor chamor v'gomel, you became a mu'ud. And then a while later, you stress a whole bunch of things. A while later, you passed an ayol, a sus, and a ferret, and you weren't stressing them. It's a chazar, even though you had never stressed these things before anyway. But the minichman was a chazar, like the Rambam. Not stressing the ayol, sus, and ferret doesn't advise of anything. So you would chutz remain a mu'ud for shor chamor and gomel, not for all the other ones, but for shor chamor and gomel. If you remember that we also agree to the Rambam, so the didan, if you start the shor chamor and gomel, you become a mu'ud for everything. Then you pass an ayil and a sus. So ayil and sus is now off the list. An ayil, sus, and a ferret. And not only then, avad yivalt you a chaz away from ayil, sus, and a ferret. It's a gila that you're not a mu'ud for a pilim and the meirim and all other chayis also. Over chutz shor chamor and gomel, you'll remain. After Rambam doing that, the ones that you'll be poil stoys, avad yivalt you a chayiv, you still a mu'ud. I had always a suffix like the Rambam, if you study Shor Chamor V'Gomel. So then you're a mu'ud for those three only. So if you study afterwards a sus, Pechati Nezek. Clear off, the minute you study a sus one time, sus is now also on the list. It's also on the regime now of the animal that you study. Now, Loimi boy, you could ask me, it's not a gay. What was the story? He studies the Shor Chamor V'Gomel, then it studies a whole bunch of Chamoyers and Gmolim and Shvarim. So the Seder, so whatever it studies before that sus was, that's a Shor Gomel sus. You have it on set, Shor Gomel sus. So it's not a gay. But the rest of it isn't a game. Let's read the one right before he didn't slice bachlal. It was a hefzik. Not three hefzik, but one hefzik. Of that, it wouldn't be. Of a cleric still, the sus is now into the chesed. There's also the Shver Rambam. the Gantz Sugya, but there's a Shver Rambam. The Rambam talks if you pass by six minim. The Rambam's handling Rosh Shor v'Nogach, Chamor Loi Nogach, Sut Nogach, Goma Loi Nogach, Pered Nogach, Aroid Loi Nogach. So the Rambam says you become a Mu with the Seirigan only for those three minim that you shtoist. Only for the ones you shtoist. This is another Rambam that says only those three. That's where the Magen Mishnah was coming from. Over. It says, but this is Zalman said, no, only over here, because there was Hefsekis. Normally you become a Mu'at for everything. The Shail is, the Achorin Mutsh over here, what could be the Pshat? The Rambam holds you only become a Mu'at for Shor Chamor v'Gomel. So I don't think, this animal shtoys the Shor Chamor v'Gomel. Besides that, in between, it ate grass, it went to sleep, it also passed by an Aroid and didn't shtoys it. Who cares? The Achorin to become a Mu'at for Shor Chamor v'Gomel straight. The Rambam passes it becomes a Mu'at for Shor Chamor v'Gomel only with skips. It only becomes a Mu'at for Seirin, there is only Chai Tvenet Roshon every other time. Why? If you're telling me it doesn't become for the Aroid and the Sus and the Ferret, so they're not in the Cheshbon Bechlal, so why doesn't it become a Mu'ud Lekor? This is a great, a Mu'ud for Shor Chamor v'Gomel straight. So here's the big Arichas in the Stifle of Babakami, but it's a big Yisoy, that a Mu'ud, it is a Machloikis, it's a Mu'ud, it's a Megala, that's what the Behemoth Teva is, or the Behemoth now is Gufa becoming Nisrago. If it's about the Behemoth Gufa is now becoming Nisrago, the Behemoth Seiko Seif only became Nisrago, the Seiridim. It's an Afkamina, there's a famous raid, by Masha Baruch Merid Agoshem, if you're allowed to say 90 times Masha Baruch Merid Agoshem and you become this Rago, are you allowed to learn that from Shor Amud? So Machloikas was showing him in the tour, the Merami Rutenberg and Avinu Peretz. So the Stifle said it's telling him that, is a Shor Amud in, you know, the Rago yourself, or it's a Gili on the Teva? If it's a Gili on the Teva, so then you can't spell it through to Masha Baruch. No, then Avadana. You have to say it's a Gili on the Teva from now. The Gili on the Teva now. They're moving on. Bin of Dalit Hey, if a person is gonna a shore of a seb, a tabakh mochar, Hamisha Boko Yishal and Takat Ashur of Arbit Sain Takat Asim. So it's very interesting. A shore you pay 5 and a seb you pay 4. Taran Tzvei Gemoras, one after the other. Gemara and Babakam and the fine test. Very interesting. Just warm it up. Omer of Meir, why is there a chilek between a shore and a seb? Omer of Meir, Boyu Re'ei Kama Godel Koyach Shal Malacha. You see that Bittel Malacha is like a Valda Gazach. You know why a shore pays more? Because you Mavatel Malacha. I said you weren't mevatel malacha, so that's why his shirt pays more. You see, godel koyach malacha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki, a different shot. Boy rei, kama godel kofer abrius. When you stole the say, you had to carry it on your back. You got the zionis, because if that is zionis, we knock it down to 4. Okay, 2 agarat the gemara. It's either because of bittel malacha of the shor or the zionis of the sira. The voice of Echler, I've seen his achto. State that to big machlokes l'chayim. We don't know. Is it, everyone says dalad behei, right? Is the chichiri even? Is it kefil plus 2 or is it keren plus 3? The ganze tumul is rise from Gemara. The ganze sugi farazik. Aber is it of dalad behei? Aber what is the ikur then? Dalad or hey? L'chayim it's a big machlokes. Reb Meir holds beemes dalad. Nor by shor vibatu mavatu malacha, we add you another. And Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki is pulled pakeret. Beemes hey, beemes you pay chamisha. No, it said about it was bizyonis, we knock it down. I was saying, the double tamur, the targum yonis, and says both. Targum yonis, not for nothing. It says you pay shor, 5 because of the bitl malacha, and you pay 4 by the seb because you got bizyonis. What bathroom should you pay? How could you tell them in both zachen? It's a steal. No, chayr it's lapel. Aber azoy weiss the rest of the pashtas. Fret the marshon babakama. If you steal a shor that's very small, and it's not doing malacha, you should only pay 4. You weren't mevatel in the malacha. It's not doing malacha. It's up to know. It's going to do malacha. In years from now, it would have done malacha. So from already now, we're chesmi, you mevatel the malacha, you have to pay 5. But again, if you're still a small cow, you had to carry it on your back. You got the zionis. You should only pay 4. You got the zionis. You should go down to 4. It's up to Masha Loi Pluk. It's up to Masha Loi Pluk. They're interesting. There's a marikat. The marikat acts by every kefil. Whenever you steal a cow, before tavach umacha, he asks if the board about covered a brias. When you steal a shor, you should pay 3. A sesh, that can be 2. A shor should be 3. My mamas don't understand. Covered a brias was a chesed to go down by a seh. I don't know why it's a reason to upgrade by shor. And that he doesn't ask the other way. But I'll the bittul malach, you should pay more. It's a mud nevach. What I want to ask, and there's a shver marshah in Yumad Av Chavbeis. The marshah in Yumad Av Chavbeis says, David HaMelech, with the chait of Basheva, Nosson HaNovi told him that he was Gzeilach Kipsas HaRosh, he stole a set. The only that had only one set. And David HaMelech therefore deserves an onion Zot HaMarsha, as though when you steal a set, Umachorai. So he was himself punished, plus his 4 sons. As though he has said, he has to pay Chamisha Dvar. And they state in the Marsha. Tell the Otzim. A set pays 4, not 5. a pest place, Karen was another three. And the Mashal says, David HaMelech stole the tzoyin to mishpat, you gave us that tzoyin that you have to pay chamishan for. It's a kli atzum. Or the chichler, the dvar chiddush, if you go with the pshat of kovid abriyas, that means you touch the emes is far. No, the kovid abriyas makes it less. Oy vazor. By David HaMelech, there's no cheshbon of the kovid abriyas. Oy vazay taka, he pays far. No, my problem, a chiddush madinim. If you steal a set, a very big that you didn't have to carry, you pay chamishim for. No, my pellet is a steal in the Masha. Because the Masha asked by a small cow that he said he bought the was resigned, it should go down, and he said, no, like foot, you remain with five. And here, we don't take a look. Esher, v'doichim, v'doichim achilik. That, this that Shor was hooked as five, that taka remains with a letter. With a like foot, it won't go down because there's no resignings. Because that really, because of the cheshbin, it remains five. Over a set, the other way, to go to Chumrah, yeah, we'll say a chiddush ladina that you'll go to chumra and you'll take a pay hamisha dvar. That's the time. Go a chiddush. Yeah, for under the din for netar. Netar today, all these is yam, great to yam. Every one of these sugyas are stater. To hashen a meisa. To give in a meisa with the Rabbi Vom Yachin, and to get shopping with the Rabbi Moiser, and the Rabbi Moiser told him that his sefer Achiezer, after going to sefer, Rabbi Moiser said, on his own sefer, Rabbi Moiser said, it's shlish, it is shlish beinanis and shlish ziburis. Some of the people are adorable, some of them. It's telling the machloik is and that says, Klavi the Vel, Avad is the Gantach Yezer is Ide Ide. And the Shaloy ain't Shom, and Epsha, and we'll look enough, are you going to say for him? The Chet, Shlish, 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 and say, oh, but like, the man of the Shaloy, and Avad, the Hamish Masura. That's the Gevend the Mice. So, in a start game, the Gantach Sleep, I'm looking at Mice. Yeah, in the Magic of Eish, it's a poor minute. In the Magic of Eish, it's to do it, the Machloik is Isha Mishim Chitav, Isha Mishim Amoyna. Now you have to realize, Isha Mishim Chitav, if you learn the Sugi good, it's Odom HaMadik. Yechayiv Dalet Vorem. Yechayiv Misa. It's Odom HaMadik. So by the Tamod Nazak, the Mishnah says, Arba Ovis Nazikin, Shor Abor Mava Hever, and like Rabbi Yechel, it means Hever, means Isha Mishim Chitav. It's Odom HaMadik. If Mava means Odom, it's already Nechol on Odom. It's not a separate Madik. It's Mama Shapella. Isha Mishim Chitav is Odom HaMadik. It's a gil, it's Adam Amazik, Lechoyim. Interesting, the Mishnah over there says, Loya Rezeka Rezeh, and it says, Eish doesn't have Ruach Chaim. Fret the Shita, B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisano, if Eish is Isha Mishim Chitav, it has Ruach Chaim, it's a person. It's Chitav, it's Ruach Chaim. It says a big Chiddush Rabbeinu Nisano. When you read the Mishnah, Arba, obviously, Zikin Shor, Bar, Mava, Hever, Hever means, Taka, Isha Mishim Chitav. But when it says, Loya Rezeka Areha, Eish doesn't say Kareha Hever, it doesn't lean as a deed. It says, Loya Rezeka Areha Hever, that's what the word was in the Rish. It says, no, it says Kareha Eish. Because Eish, Taka means Isha Mishim Amoyna. It's two different things. Hever in the ratio is Isha Mishim Chitav. But when it says Eish, a minute later, Isha Mishim Amoyna, Azoy Zog Rabbeinu Nisano. They can spread an etwa chakashas of them. There's a havnin in the Gemara that Mave is Eish. In fact, the Gemara, then why would you need both? Mave and Hever. What's there? Won't it be Isha Mishim Chitav? Won't it be Isha Mishim Amoyna? Also, there's a havnin in the Gemara that Rabbi Yechanan only holds of Isha Mishim Chitav, not Isha Mishim Amoyna. Like that havnin, what are you going to learn in the Mishnah? Fine, all the Cheshbayna said this. And in your door, Isha Mishim Chitav, a famous raid. The famous Mukhi Yosef asked, how could a person light Shabbos candles when you light the Shabbos candles before Shabbos? Isha Mishim Chitav is as if you're being Mechal Shabbos. Zokta Mukhi Yosef, Isha Mishim Chitav is you did it. But when did you do it? You did it on Friday. Your Chitav are continuing on Shabbos, or became Mechal Shabbos, this finished. Your Chitav are going and going, but you did the Adlok on Friday night. The Chitav is from now. But I'm going to ask Lom this and that. But that's what he wants to say. The Chitav is from the beginning. Fregan Asach Achroinim. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds Isha Mishim Chitav. Rabbi Yochanan says in the Gemara in Tainus, if I was one that made the Takon of Tisha B'Av, I would have made it on Asiri B'Av. Because even though it started burning then, Abba Lamai said, the Iker Sreif and the Iker Churban happened on Asiri B'Av. Oh, but Rabbi Yochanan held the Isha Mishim Chitav. And Isha Mishim Chitav is that everything starts from the beginning. So why would he have made a Tisha B'Av, the Yom Tzayin, on Asiri B'Av? So, Glat Yemen Zogin, in Hilchus Lumbus of Baba Kama, you can say it happened before. In Hilchus Chilu Shabbat, it happened before. Oh, but when is the Avelus? When the Beit HaMikdash burned down. The Avelis is not told me in Lomdus of Isha Mishim Chitav. The Avelis is when the wall collapsed. And the Poyal of Adar happened on a Asiri B'Av. If I'm talking to Oilam Ayidia, we're learning Parshas Mishpatim. The Chinuch had a different cheshbon in the Parshas. There's one Parsha called Parshas Mishpatim. And this next Parsha is not true, but the next Parsha is Im Kesef Talva. He said that this Parshas Mishpatim has 16 mitzvahs, and then Parshas Im Kesef Talva separately, he has 7 mitzvahs, and 22 mitzvahs, like he has 7 cheshbon. There's Parshas Mishpatim, and Parshas Im Kesef Talva. It's going under a parsha. Efshe mamish korto zachen parsha gidis. First of all, there's the ksois in Siman Dalet. Everyone knows the ksois in Siman Dalet that brings down the Zohar HaKadosh. I think it's the only time it brings the Zohar HaKadosh. But he said The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person gives, a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives his back out on a Shema every day, he's giving his back out Pekadim. He took it as a Pekadim, and he's giving back the Pekadim, even though we don't deserve it. So who Adin, when we give a person a Pekadim, it says in the Parsha that when you give the person the Mashkin, you should give it back to him, and he's going to cry if he doesn't have it. The Pasuk says, V'shamati ki chanun oni. I heard a Shein Avart from the Matasio Salman, he said, based on this Zohar from the Tzoyis, that Hashem is saying, ki chanun ani, the same way you learned from me that I give you back your Pekadim, even though you don't deserve it, who Adin him, you should give him back. You should give him back the Pekadim. Yeah, of course, everyone sees that we did Baba Tama today. I won't just tell you my idea. The last end of the parsha, it says, Nibal Tvorim Yigash Aleim. Here, by the Havmin HaKafan of the Lord, is the Makar Faham, Oitim Echavel Varai, is Gans Bob Metzias, Oichadon, in Parshas and Kesef Talvah. And if you're learning up after you get to the end, you see that it says, the Pasuk of Pasuk, I don't you know, when you learn Chumash, this is Pasuk Pshan Chumash. I don't know if they don't get that far, there's enough things doing in the parsha. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain and stayed there for 6 days. It's a sugi aruch and yumad avdalim. That's a good learning. Which 6 days is it going? One Tana holds it's going on the 6 days from Rosh Chodesh to Shavuos. And there's another sheet to know. It's the first 6 days of the 40 days. It's a whole different setup. It's in Gei Chashbonis over there. What yomim means? It's a shayla pashan and pshat. What's the sheishes yomim?